This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وبعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح زينب جمعة. It's a blessed night. The barakah in this night, the sunnah, is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in every good deed. I remember almost exactly 20 years ago or more, maybe 21, I went for Salat Fajr. The masjid in my village, everything in Canada is way too open. Like, I consider this masjid close to my house. This masjid, to me, if I were living back in my village, would be three villages away. It's like I'm an imam of a masjid that exists three villages away, literally how far. The masjid was like a 5-minute walk. And the one that I was imam of was a 7.5-minute walk, so it was just a little bit up into the... when it came to regular days, I would go and pray in the main masjid with the Sheikh, Sheikhna Abu al-Qasim, Marwan Zuhuri, Hafidhahullah. I don't think he watches any of this stuff, but if he does, and he was someone who taught me a lot. And when I was younger, I used to go and we attended a lot of lessons with him. So at Fajr, I used to like go to pray in the masjid. We'd close down the old masjid and go pray with the Sheikh, because Sheikh gave a dars in the morning. I would like to listen to it. So we went, and it was a very, very cold. It was similar to this. It was our area within the suburbs of Damascus is an area that takes a lot of snow in comparison to other parts of Syria that doesn't take as much snow. So it was one of a very, very snowy morning, and we knew already from the night before that everything was closed. No one's going to school or to work or leaving the village. Everyone's going to stay home. It's a snow day. Everyone looks forward to it. So I went for Salah, and I had to walk through snow to get there. It was like maybe half a meter or more. It can really snow. People don't realize it can really, really snow. My dad, and his, like, it's not him telling the story, but his generation, remember having to go from roof of the one house to the roof of another and drop khubiz in the chimneys. That's how much snow. It would go 3 or 4 meters snow. So like the door was closed down. This is back in the 50s and 60s. It's not as much anymore, but I remember it would go up to like around a meter. So walking to the masjid was hard. So I walked to the masjid, the Fajr, and there was four of us. There's four of us and the Sheikh. And I'll never forget that morning. Like, we did this maybe 3 or 4 times in my life. I remember every single time. I remember what dars he gave. I remember the Sheikh gave his hat after the salah. إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنُوا إِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنُوا بَيْنَهُمَ أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ. And he spent half an hour explaining this hadith, rahmatullah, hafidhahullah. I remember it very clearly. And it's funny, years later, he and I were talking about something, maybe 5 or 6 or even more years later, and it was snowing, and this came up, and he said, remember when we prayed Fajr, four of us, through? Yes, and he said this. I still remember the timing. SubhanAllah, it's moments, and you could have easily come to pray Maghrib and then do Tajma' al-Isha ma' al-Maghrib, and that would be totally fine, honestly. But yeah, some of our scholars used to say that there's barakah in going to the masjid at moments where people don't go. And it's almost a part of it, without getting any sentimental. It's like, you go to the masjid at a moment that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not invite all of his servants, and he invited you. And you came to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you could have stayed home. Right? It's just something to think about. But I find it meaningful in that sense. So inshallah there's barakah in that. Now, the theme is still etiquettes of salah, and I'd planned to narrate this hadith. So I'll narrate to you quickly. It's a nice, it's a short hadith. Narrated يروي مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كانت امرأة سوداء تقوم المسجد. So the hadith, this is called, if you look it up, it's called حديث أم محجن. So you can look up Hadith Ummi Mihjan or Hadithi Mihjana, because it's another name for it. And Imam Muslim narrates this hadith by Abu Huraira, where Huraira says there was a lady, and she was a black lady. And of course, this is not racially, so it's just a description that she was a foreign lady. She was not a lady she was a Qurashi lady or a lady of great status. She was a miskin person who accepted Islam, and she was of simple background. She came from Habasha, or she came from part of the world. She was enslaved probably for a certain part of her life. And she accepted Islam and is now living amongst Muslims. تقم المسجد تقم is to نظف, meaning to clean the masjid. So her job was to clean the masjid and make it smell nice and remove anything in it. قال فتوفيت ذات ليلة فدفناها. And one night she passed away, so we yani we buried her. قال فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للفجر. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام wake up for الفجر. فقال فلم يرها. He didn't see her in the masjid. فسأل عنها. He asked about her عليه الصلاة والسلام. I remember when I heard this hadith years and years ago that the Shaykh stopped there and didn't actually finish it. He just talked about that. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asked, where is she? Where is فلانة? Yani, why is she not here? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would notice. I don't like you, no one who does. Who give me a CEO of a company that notices the janitor? Tell me a physician who notices the cleaning person. Tell me they don't notice the cleaning. They don't matter. People don't have the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rasulullah خير الخلق أجمعين عليه الصلاة والسلام. سيد البشر يوم القيامة. سيد ولد آدم. He would walk into the mess. He didn't see the lady who was cleaning. He asked, "Where is she?" Yani, she's not here. فقالوا يا رسول الله توفيت. فدفنها فقال أبو هريرة فكأنهم صغروا أمرها. This is the wording in Muslim. They said, yeah, she passed away. We buried her. And Abu Huraira said it seemed like they were belittling her status. You know, whatever. Like you don't have time for this. Like she passed away, we put her. فقال أفلا كنتم آذنتموني. Why did you not let me know? أفلا كنتم آذنتموني. Why didn't you wake me up for this? قال فسكتوا. No one knew what to say. فقال دلوني على قبرها. Show me, where did you bury her? So they showed him عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال فذهب فصلى عليها عليه الصلاة والسلام. He performed the salah. ثم التفت إلى الناس فقال ألا إن هذه القبور مملوءة ظلمة على أهلها وإن الله لمنورها عليهم بصلاة عليهم عليه الصلاة والسلام. Said, indeed, these graves are filled with darkness upon the people who are in it, but Allah will fill it with light when I perform my salah upon them. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the part of this etiquette of salah that I'm trying to point out to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that a part of the etiquette of praying is keeping the prayer space that you're in clean, is taking interest in that. And this is the status of the lady who would clean the masjid. This is her status in the eyes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That he cared, he asked about her every day. I mean, he saw her every day. And when he didn't see her, he asked. And when it turned out that she had passed away, he went himself alayhi salatu wasalam and performed another janazah for her. I mean, the janazah prayer had already been performed for this lady. He did it again for her alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he chastised the people for not taking time and letting him know, as if yeah, they felt that she wasn't important enough, and she was. Now, that, taking from that, yeah, the importance of the cleansing the masjid and that there's ajr in doing that. But really, to me, it's just a part of, if you want to talk about his etiquette, alayhi salatu wasalam, in general, then you can do that. But the way I'm attaching it for salah is that when you come to a place, it's important that you leave it cleaner than the way you found it, if not, at least equal. But to leave a masjid when you pray it in, worse than it was before you came in, there's a lack of etiquette in that. Right? There's something missing in that adab. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, would teach us that. And that's just his etiquette in general, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of his salah upon us. And you get the salah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon you when you perform salah upon him. Remember this, that you were commanded to perform salah upon him alayhi salatu wasalam, right? You were commanded to do this, right? Well, how do you do it? You don't say, usalli ala rasulillah. No, you say, Allahumma salli ala rasulillah. You send it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the only time where you're told to do something and then you immediately, your response is you send it back to God to do it. Everything else you're told to do, you do. Everything else you're told to say, you say. Right? But except when it says, salli ala rasulillah, you don't say, usalli ala rasulillah. You say, Allahumma salli ala rasulillah. Why? Because the only one who can perform salah upon the Prophet in a way that is worthy of his status is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I are not of the status that deserve to actually perform salah upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who performs salah upon him. I am not of the status to do that. So the one who is worthy, or the one who will perform salah upon the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, is Allah himself. So when you say it, you send it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no one else has the status or has the ability to perform salah upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, illa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, which is why it's the only command. When you're told to do it, you send it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. And you do that, you salli ala Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he does that to you. And as he did it for Mihjan radiyallahu anha, and she got the barakah of that, inshaAllah we will all get also the barakah of that. Yarwi al-imam muslimun fi sahihihi an abi hurayata radiyallahu anhu qal kanat imra'atun sawda taqummu al-masjida wa tuwafiyat dhat laylatin fadafannaha faqama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lil-fajr falam yaraha fasa'ala anha faqalu tuwafiyat fadafannaha يقول أبو هريرة فكأنهم صغروا أمرها فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أفلا كنتم آذنتموني فسكتوا فقال دلوني على قبرها فدلوه على قبرها فذهب فصلى عليها صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم التفت إليهم فقال ألا إن هذه القبور مملوءة ظلمة على أهلها وإن الله منورها على أهلها بصلاتي عليهم. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم. We'll see you إن شاء الله tomorrow for جمعة at 2 o'clock and drive safe. No, seriously, drive safe, inshallah.